Good morning and welcome to Local Matters. Hope everyone's having a good week. Hope you stayed above water as the rain has really hit the area this week, but we're getting through that and hopefully have a good weekend ahead. This morning, I am so happy to have with me one of my good friends, someone that I've really began to get close with for the last, I don't know, year and a half since the tornado, maybe somewhere in that area. And just developed a good relationship, a good professional working relationship and a friendship. And just happy to have Molly Brown with me from the Cookeville Visitors Bureau. And she has been with me before, but it's been a while, right, Molly?
It's been, yeah, several months, actually.
Yeah, so good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Glad you're here. And so she has done a wonderful job. We're going to talk about all the stuff she's done at the Visitors Bureau. We've had her on before where we talked about the stuff she did at the state. She was at Rutherford County when she started, kind of when she started some as well, and just has a passion for tourism. And so I've been able to see a different side of tourism based on my working relationship with her and the chamber. Of course, I'm on the chamber board, so it's really opened my eyes. And you're one of the reasons I'm on there, so thank you. So I want to do a little update because you're so involved with things that happen around Cookeville, Putnam County, and the Upper Cumberland. And one thing we've had scheduled that was smooth was the kayak fishing championships. Did I say that right?
Yes, the U.S. Kayak Open.
Yes, so it's all about getting in a kayak and fishing.
Yes.
And so that was changed, right?
It was. We had originally had that scheduled actually for the Thursday through Sunday, the weekend of September 11th. Of course, there were so many things happening that weekend, but we worked with U.S. Angling on that, and they were concerned about the number of attendees for that because people were coming in nationally and internationally, and there was so much COVID concern with travel, so the registration numbers were a little bit low. So they asked us if we would want to push it to a later date, and wanted to kind of encourage that. And so it actually works out better. We're now going to have it in April. So we get extension on the exposure because this is a national and international exposure event, but it also pushes the world championship to 2023. So we get even another year of exposure for our area as an outdoor destination.
Wow. So, which body of water was this going to be held on?
They'll actually be on multiple. Center Hill will be the primary, but there'll be some local rivers as well that'll be fished in this tournament.
So I can barely kayak by myself. I can't imagine fishing in a kayak. I can do it. I have done it. I don't think I've flipped over any, but I'm not very good at it.
So. Well, fishing kayaks are much more stable. Of course, Eric Jackson, a local to the Upper Cumberland, is actually what originally got us connected with this group during the 2019 Pan American Kayak Bass Championship. So that kind of created a template for us to be able to recruit this and build those relationships with U.S. Angling. And then Chad Hoover from Kayak Bass and TV is a Tennessean as well. He retired here and is like the poster child for fishing in Tennessee. And he also, both of them do some things with fishing kayaks and also create some industry for Tennessee.
I think that exposes our area to something new,
mm-hmm.
because even though we have people kayak our rivers and lakes all the time, but we've never had anything official like a tournament or anything like that, have we?
The Pan American was probably the first,
okay.
And that really, it's helping for the sport of kayak fishing to be recognized internationally. So that's really, U.S. Angling is working really hard to have that be an official sport.
Does this take volunteers?
It takes volunteers. We work with TWRA. We work with Leisure Services. Lots of people involved in the process for this.
So if you're listening, end of April, be ready. If you want to volunteer for the Kayak Open fishing tournament on multiple bodies of water in the Upper Cumberland, just let the Visitors Bureau know.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Be
yes.
A good place to start.
Mm-hmm.
So speaking of the Visitors Bureau, it's a little bit of a sad morning for me, but it's happy too because Molly is a dear friend and I'm so happy for her. But she is leaving this Cookeville Visitors Bureau and she is taking on another career and she's not ready to disclose that. We're not going to beg her, but she is leaving somebody that you've seen a lot at events in Putnam County and Upper Cumberland. Someone that's been very crucial to getting tourism to our area will no longer be here. And it's sad for me, but it's also, I'm excited for your future. So, congratulations.
Thank you. It's a new chapter, a new opportunity. I will still always be involved with tourism. I'm not leaving the Upper Cumberland. I don't have any plans to do that because I'm a Fitchers County girl, Upper Cumberland girl. Love Putnam County and, the whole region. So I may be coming back another time to talk to you from a little different perspective. You never know. Local matters is always, important to me. So, I'll have more to share at a later date.
Well, that will be, you're always welcome here because this show is about what happens locally. And in my take, it's about working with people that are in the public, and you've definitely been in the public. And, thank you for what you've done.
Thank you.
And appreciate all the hard work you put in and putting Cookeville on the map. And actually, speaking of what you've done, and something that's cool is, the logo. And we talked about that, when you're on the show one time, but it's worth repeating again. The logo we have of the bear.
Yes.
On the bicycle.
Yes. He's got all kinds of things. He's got a bicycle. He's got a motorcycle. He's played football. He's been caving. We first launched that. We did a whole rebrand, back in around 2014, 2015. New logo, new website, visitor guide, just a whole, campaign, multiple phase, campaign with that merchandise, all those things. And the bear was not for people to come here to see bears. You know, we think about the Smokies whenever we see bears and promoting vacations, but we know we have bears here, especially like Monterey area, that type of thing. But we want them to come here and be the bear because the bear represents the adventurous traveler.
And so, I love the logo. I want shirts. And we'll talk about that later too. But, I got to go to the tourism conference with you last month, the governor's conference on tourism. And it was in Murfreesboro, and it was I went for twofold, my career and for the chamber. I wanted to get more involved and wanted to educate myself. And so you invited me and several others went, and I heard people talk about the bear. I heard people talk about our logo, the Cookeville Visitors Bureau logo. And how awesome it was. And so it's a staple, not only in Cookeville, but across the state and even really across the country.
Well, we've actually won, for the campaigns that we did for the logo, for the website, we actually won 5 international marketing awards. And that's something like I'm hugely proud of. Worked with Zach Ledbetter on that, WD Stone, which is now Stone Creative. They actually are who we worked with originally to come up with the logo. So that's something that's really, something we're very proud of. And actually our brochure and that logo are used at Southeast Tourism Society's Marketing College, as examples when they're teaching their brochure class for tourism. So, definitely something to be proud of. We do get questions about Cookeville being like the primary in the logo because we are the Putnam County Visitors Bureau. But when we're marketing to say someone from Chicago or Dallas or Atlanta, they're looking at the map and they're not going to see maybe Monterey or Baxter or Allgood on there. But they're going to see Cookeville stand out as our county seat. And when they're looking at the map, they see we're right between Nashville and Knoxville, just north of Chattanooga. So we use that as our hook to get those visitors here. And then we have a hub and spoke approach of getting them to stay in Putnam County and day trip throughout the region.
Yeah. And I think we've been successful in that even through COVID, right?
Actually, yes, we've fared much better than many destinations during COVID. And Randy Porter, I'm sure, is very pleased with that and James Mills and those guys. But, we've definitely seen our tourism numbers still maintain, and we've been able to really, in some ways, still, you know, grow.
Yeah. It's been great. And so let me ask you, cause now that you are leaving and taking another adventure yourself, you're going to be the bear.
Yes.
I guess you could say in a new career change. But where is the CVB, the Cookeville Visitors Bureau, now compared to where it was when you started?
Well, when I started with this organization, it was January 2012. And we actually at that point didn't really have a complete like departmentalized Visitors Bureau. We were a hybrid. Laura Canada was the vice president of communications for the overall organization, for the Highlands, for the Chamber, for the Visitors Bureau, for Leslie Town Center, all those things that fall under that umbrella over there. And then she also was the director of the Visitors Bureau. So a lot of times the Visitors Bureau kind of got put on the back burner. So fast forward to when she left to become a stay-at-home mom and I was promoted to her role. George Halford, who was our president and CEO at the time, he and I talked a lot about how do we make that a separate department where we can really focus on tourism because we know that's low hanging fruit for the area. And we were able to do that and really be able to also streamline our funding and those kind of things as well. And really put some focus on visitor development for Putnam County.
So it went from basically one small cog in the wheel at the chamber to now it's its own standalone.
It's a division of the chamber.
Mm-hmm. It's a department. So it's one of those things where it's got its own budget.
It does. It's, thank you. As a county commissioner, we appreciate that.
Yes. You're welcome. And it's one of the, it's just grown. It's mm-hmm. grown into more than just that little small piece of the chamber. And it was important for that to happen to bring more tourism in, right?
Oh, absolutely. We currently rank, 17th in the state out of 95 counties for visitor spending. And I really think that that is due to us taking a step toward really having focused marketing and strategy and doing an inventory of all the assets of why people are coming here as a destination and really marketing with more of a measurable and strategic way of getting people here.
So, and part of that is the funding side of it, because the county does kick in, based on our hotel motel tax, mm-hmm. we get $300,000. And then the city of Cookeville this last budget year mm-hmm. has committed $25,000, I
yes.
believe. And so
mm-hmm.
they hadn't been really, did they contribute at first, the city of Cookeville, or is this just the first time thing?
They have in the past for specifically for sports marketing. And so this is a return to general budget, which we're using that to really be strategic. And everything that we're doing, we're really trying to show that we're being good stewards of the money that's being allocated. The visitors are who fund us. So it's not the local taxpayers. The work we do actually helps local taxpayers to pay less, actually $320 less per year per household in Putnam County because of visitors coming here and spending money. And that's why we say tourism is really the purest form of economic development.
Well, that's quite a bit. $320 less on your property taxes or any kind of tax really mm-hmm. is a big, I mean, $320 is a lot of money to me. So,
yeah.
I think that's a big deal. So I'm with Molly Brown from the Cookeville Visitors Bureau. We'll be back in just a moment talking to her about some more accomplishments and things that have changed since she started, here on Local Matters. We're going to take a break.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Welcome back to Local Matters. This is Ben Rogers. Have my good friend Molly Brown with me. And even though I'm a little bit sad because she is leaving the Visitors Bureau, I'm going to perk up because she's here and I get to spend time with her and we get to talk about what's all the good stuff that's happened while she's here at the Visitors Bureau or while she's been here and in this community. Just a deep background on tourism she brought to us, and she's learned a lot. And part of those accomplishments that you and the chamber and everybody that's involved with the Visitors Bureau is really based on relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you and I talked when I got involved, and even since you and I became friends, I feel like the relationships with stakeholders has even gotten better.
Yes.
So what did you do? What in your mindset when you started the CVB and when you got into it and you were learning your way through it, in your mind, what did you feel like you had to do to build those relationships with stakeholders?
You know, I think for me, tourism in general is a relationship industry. And I think you probably saw that at the governor's conference. We were all like so glad to finally be with each other in person. And especially with a DMO, which a destination marketing organization of our size, and with our budget, we really have to rely on relationships. And, you know, the relationships that we have with the state, the relationships we have with groups like the Southeast Tourism Society, those are hugely important in us being able to elevate as a destination. But those near us, the county commissioners, the city council members, the mayors, all of those folks really are the key stakeholders that we need to be having relationships with. So, I've been a part of this organization in some capacity since 2012. I did leave for about a year and a half and went to work for the state tourism department. But since I've come back, you know, I've really made an effort. I want to be as visible and as accessible and provide as much accountability to those who decide on our budget and who really need to know the value of tourism. So, I sit down with our mayors. I sit down with county commissioners individually. I try to attend every county commission meeting, and you saw me at every budget meeting, it shows that we want to be a part of knowing what, how we fit into the bigger picture. And Randy Porter and I have talked about this of, you know, we don't want to just seem like we're here with our hand out. We want to learn how we fit into the bigger picture and how we can help the other departments as well. So, you know, I work with John Ross Albertson a lot with Parks and Rec, and, you know, they're also funded by the lodging tax. So all these relationships are really, really important in being able to be able to work together, because really have the mentality of a rising tide lifts all boats.
As a county commissioner, I will say that I am not intimidated or scared when visitors show up to meetings.
Mm-hmm.
I encourage people to show up because I want those people in the people in this community to know what we're trying to accomplish. I think our commission does a good job of welcoming mm-hmm. that. I know people at first said, why is Molly here? And I would be like, she's here to learn.
Mm-hmm.
She's not here to ask for money. She's not here to do this. We're already funding through hotel motel tax, you know, a big part of what she's trying to do for the county.
Mm-hmm.
She's here to learn. And so once you, and you told them that, mm-hmm. like you, after the meetings, you would meet with them and shake hands and talk, and they would understand that they're, and so it actually, to me, I'll speak for myself. I don't want to speak for all 23 commissioners. It encourages me to see people like you and, others in the community come mm-hmm. to want to know what the county commission is doing. And I know it sounds boring, but we're conducting business and we're trying to do the best we can to provide a good quality of life for people in Putnam County.
Right.
And you are too.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, I started attending those originally because, you know, I wanted to be more aware because of my role with the Visitors Bureau. But then I realized, like, just as a Putnam County resident, I should be attending those. I should be in tune with what's happening. So I encourage listeners who, you know, may not be going for their jobs just to go and learn, because these are people who step up and lead for our community and have a passion to help us be a better location, a better region, a better all these things. Just to go and support them and be in tune with what they're doing and the work that's being done, because it affects every resident. The decisions that are made at those meetings affect everybody.
Yeah. And I will say this too. You actually help us because you're providing commission, or at least I get the emails, with updates on hotel mm-hmm. Occupancy rates.
Mm-hmm.
And even back when COVID, the first email you sent us since COVID hit, it was kind of gloomy. Yeah. We got like 20% occupancy rate right now through COVID. It just hit,
mm-hmm.
but it gradually went up. But I didn't know that unless you send me an email and tell
right.
me. Right. And so you don't have to do that. You don't
no.
have to do that, but you wanted to be transparent and mm-hmm. let the commissioners know, hey, your hotel motel tax revenue is going to be down.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to see the influx of money for a few months because of COVID. And this was last year. When did it start picking back up?
It didn't take long, but we also started working with the state, in creating messaging about safe travel. And then when we got later in the year, probably around August, September, CARES Act dollars came in, and those were allocated based on where we ranked in the state. And since we were, you know, in the top 20, we were able to get more money than a lot of other destinations. And we really made sure we invested that mostly in digital, so that we could measure the results. And we focused on road tripping, motorcycling, outdoor travel, really being able to utilize the things here with all the state parks. You know, we're surrounded by some of the state's most renowned state parks. And so we work really closely with them. That's another one of those relationships that we have that's so important. It didn't take long at all for us to be able to build that up. Now, the challenge more so was the workforce later on, because hotels were actually telling us to slow down on marketing because they didn't have enough staff to handle the number of people coming in, which, you know, for us, it's not a good problem, but it's also, it means that our marketing is working. So, I think that's really where we've been for a little while. And now we're starting to really see that kind of level out a little bit too.
But that wasn't a problem just in Cookeville. It was all over the state.
No, that's across the board.
Because when I went, I think it was back in the spring into Franklin, Tennessee, into a big hotel there, mm-hmm. there's one person working the desk and there was one person cleaning rooms. And he told me, you're not going to get your room clean unless you absolutely want it. I'm like, I'm good with that. I just give me enough towels to get through the next couple of days. I'm fine. And I said, what's going on? He's like, nobody wants to work.
Yeah.
I can't get anybody in here to work. And mm-hmm. he was the manager working the front desk, checking people in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, wow. And I think you and I may have had a conversation. Is it like that at home? And you're like, yeah, it's like this at home.
Yeah.
And so travelers may get frustrated when they go into a hotel and maybe they don't get their towels as quickly as they should when they call down to the room, or they don't get room service as quickly as they should, but there's not as many people working.
Right.
And so it's we got to have patience with that. But you're also in tune to the hotels that are trying to come online here. You know, we have the Holiday Inn, Holiday Express that just opened on Willow by the interstate. It's a great facility. I've been there several times just to, for events or whatever. And then we've got two more coming in on Jefferson. And you're communicating with those about rooms, availability for rooms, and you're going to market that out there about, hey, these hotels are here, and this is how many rooms are available. Come have a conference here. Come have a meeting here, and we can support that.
And that's another huge relationship that is, I mean, absolutely necessary within this role and with our division in general, all of our team. Because if the hotels are constantly in communication and interacting with us, we may hear from them about events that are taking place that we don't even know about. So if there's a tournament coming in and one of our hotels tells us about it, then maybe we can reach out to them and say, hey, do you need visitor guides? Do you need any kind of hospitality that we can help with connecting you with this or that? And that way they see us as being more welcoming, and they might bring a bigger tournament back or may be able to grow that over the years. So, you know, the relationships with the hotels is really, really important.
I mean, It's like you said when we started, it's all about relationships. And you've been a big part of that, not only with the stakeholders across the state, but our people here, especially those that are, as we said earlier, this is a transient tax that you're helping bring in. It's not people in Putnam County that live here, unless you get kicked out of the house by your spouse and you need to go get a hotel room.
That does happen.
That does happen. So, but the taxes that are being paid are people traveling through, and you're a big part of recruiting that, and bringing that in. So, thank you for that. We're going to take another quick break, and I've got a little bit more time left with Molly. And when we come back, we'll talk about some announcements and maybe some new stuff that's happening over there by the office.
Yes, lots of things happening.
Yeah, well, that'll be up next. And we'll come back on Local Matters. Welcome back to Local Matters. Ben Rogers with you. And it's just a really good morning for us to be here with Molly Brown from the Cooble Visitors Bureau. She's just been good to me and a good friend, and we announced earlier this is her last day. Today is her last day at the Visitors Bureau, but we're excited about her future and what she's going to continue to do for our community. She won't let anybody know. I don't even know, but we'll find out soon, I hope. But so speaking of your time there at the Visitors Bureau, tell me a couple things that you're just really that really stick out, some events that you've helped with or got here or most proud. There's nothing wrong with being proud. Like, there's two different kinds of pride, and we're not going to break it down, but it's okay to be proud as something's accomplished. So, well, give me a couple events that you're just, that really stick out.
You know, it's funny that the two that probably stand out the most are related to two wheels. So the first project I had when I came on was Hog Rally. So it was the 2012 Hog Rally. We had never hosted one before. We did not know what to expect. We had visited, Laura Canada and George and some of the group had visited the one in Jackson to be able to bid and bring the event here, but we had never officially hosted it until 2012. I have to say, like, that was one of the coolest things. I'm on the back of a motorcycle going around taking photos and gathering content. And I'm like, this is my job. Like, this is so cool. But we had the first 5-day hog rally that took place with the Harley owners group. Where normally they're a 3-day rally. And not only were we able to get extra room nights, we had history in the making with the number of attendees. So we figured out that that's something that was definitely a niche area for us to market, was to motorcycle travelers. And the average Harley owner spends over $300 a day when they travel. So we're not only recruiting people who travel in groups, which is great, but also people who spend money and leave their money here, which helps our quality of life overall. And then the other event that kind of put us, I think, on the map from that was Run for the Wall. That is one that's personal to me because of the veterans coming through with that and being able to host that for the first time. I don't think that they had any idea of how welcoming we would be, but I tell you, like, I worked my tail off to make sure people locally knew about it, and we lined Jefferson. John Barker, John Hard Charger Barker was his road name. He was the route coordinator, and they were traveling from Los Angeles to Arlington, and they added the Midway route because the other two routes were getting too congested and they wanted safe travel. So Cookeville became their only overnight stop in Tennessee on that route. And they kept saying, Cookeville is that city. Like, we look forward to it all as we're traveling across the country. And you know, as they're riding, they're able to heal from PTSD, and that's one of the reasons that they ride. And then they also ride because they're riding in honor of someone who was lost. Many of them are Vietnam veterans. So it's really important that they feel welcome because they likely did not get a welcome home. So it's just really one of those impactful things that we as a community should be really proud to be a part of. And they're here every year, the Monday before Memorial Day. So go ahead and mark your calendars, and be prepared to line the streets that afternoon. But, you know, COVID affected that and they went a little rogue and decided to do their own thing, last year, which was fantastic for us because we still got to welcome them and they came on 4th of July and had a Run for the Wall reunion rather than having their ride across the country. But for them to still want to come back here and for that to be their tradition, like that's an event that we really definitely want to continue to welcome as a Visitors Bureau and as a community.
It speaks a lot for our community for them to pick to come here this year just to come here and have a reunion. They didn't have to do that. They could have went anywhere on their path from California to Arlington and stopped and had a reunion, but they came here.
And that's right. And they not only did that, but they made us their stop on the 4th of July. As they were all riding in from different places, they were raising money. And they raised money for our tornado survivors here that were veterans and invited them to come to the dinner. And then we surprised them with Jake Hoot, who sang Tennessee Strong. And there was not a dry eye probably in the Leslie Town Center that night. And, you know, those are the kind of things that tie in with tourism in that there's always a feeling of emotion or a memory made, or it's all about experiences. And so that's one of those things that our community can really provide to people.
That's amazing. Thank you for being a part of that.
It's my privilege to be able to be a part of it. And I will continue to be a part of it. Actually, our new sales manager is going to be handling that event moving forward. And I told her I would still personally help with that however I can.
Well, let's talk about some staff that's come on at the Visitors Bureau. It's something you've been working on for a while. You and of course, working with Amy New at the Chamber, you've been working with her about getting more staff. And so let's talk about the staff that you brought in.
Well, thankfully, we have actually been able to double our staff. We have created two new positions. Both of them will help sustain themselves with the jobs that they have. The first is a newly created sales manager position, which will focus on sales and group. And in the tourism industry, that is any group of people coming in who require a room block or discounted room rate. The Hog Rally would be one of those. Blue Cross Bowl was one of those events. Anything, Rotary Soccer, all these different events that bring people in as groups. And so we will have a point for the first time on our team that they specifically serve groups that are coming in. And that is LaShawn Jones. You may be familiar with her as a local hospitality partner. She most recently was the regional director for Marriott. So the Fairfield Inn and Suites here in Cookeville, as well as the Town Place Suites. She led both of those and she's actually very familiar with our organization. She served as our chairman, which is going to be your new role next year. I'm the chair of our Visitors Bureau Council. And she obviously knows tourism from the hotel side of things as well as within our organization by being in that role. And so if I could have handpicked anybody better, I don't know who it is because she's going to really hit the ground running. This is her third week. And so she'll be handling Run for the Wall and all these group events coming in. The U.S. Kayak Open will be hers. But then she also will be helping us with local sponsorships that are tourism related. So a lot of people locally that are visitor related may be hearing from her and the great new opportunities for sponsorships and for them to be featured.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So we got one more position to talk about.
We do. We have a visitor services manager position. And that came about in something that we've also launched this year. It actually started the project last year, but with the morning that we began the process of moving things into a new location, a new space for visitors to visit was the same morning of the tornado. Mm-hmm. And so we went through that. That's actually how you and I believe met was I was serving as PIO with Brandon Smith and his team with the Emergency Operations Center. And so we put tourism on hold for a little bit and handled all the things related to the recovery from the tornado. And then as we transitioned into recovery marketing for tourism for that, we went into COVID. So as we were about to launch campaign to share that we were still open and that things were still here, we didn't get blown away completely from the tornado. All of our visitor locations were still here. We actually had to tell people that we're closed because so many things were closing. So it really went into survival mode. So the visitor shop, which was the plan for that, kind of went on hold. Our budget was frozen because we didn't know how the travel industry was would be affected. So lots of challenges, but we have really, over the past few months, been able to really hit the ground running. Very thankful for J&S Construction, who Josh Stotz is on our board, as you know. He has volunteered some of his guys to help us with the labor, and we covered the supply costs and really are able to have a space now that we'll soon be able to open to visitors, but somebody's going to have to run it. So we have hired Taylor Plush as our visitor services manager. She comes from a background. Actually, I met her during the hog rally. She was the motor clothes manager for Boswell's Country Roads Harley Davidson. Make sure Bubba Boswell knows I threw that in there because it's the proper name. So she's handled motor clothes management. She's also a fashion design and merchandise major at Tennessee Tech. She has worked with Kelly Fitzpatrick with Caravan. So on the retail side, she's very knowledgeable, but she also has served on the vendor side. And we worked with her with her role with Stratman Apparel on outside sales. And she actually helped us with a lot of our mask stuff for the CARES Act and our mask muzzle campaign back in December. So she really is very familiar with our organization and is a huge advocate of customer service. So she'll be leading the visitor shop, which will have a soft opening next month. We're very excited about that. It's not just going to be a location for people to come and get brochures. It's really a place for people to come and really learn about the area, to be able to purchase merchandise, to really showcase the whole region. It's not just about Cookeville. It's not just about Putnam County. We'll have some things in there from all over, and really be able to showcase the region.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So we can buy t-shirts there.
They'll have t-shirts, mugs, all Christmas ornaments, all different things.
What kind of ornaments do you foresee selling there? Like Cream City ornaments or courthouse ornaments, something like
possibly.
That?
Possibly. We have our signature ornament that we've been doing for a few years that's like a wooden, and we always work the bear in somehow. Mm-hmm. We've also talked with Rafferty Cleary about the Monterey ornaments that he has as well, working those in. Taylor is really doing a lot of research right now on all the different options and putting together a merchandise plan for us.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, Molly, it's not goodbye.
No.
It's not goodbye. I'm trying to tell myself it's not goodbye. But thank you so much for everything you've done for Putnam County, the city of Cookeville, the Upper Cumberland, because you've worked with more than just people in Putnam County. You've worked with other mayors. I'm other mayors, you know, we got to hang out with Randy Hetty in Jackson County mm-hmm. and his new chamber director, which is Hope. And they were talking about how they were excited to work with the Visitors Bureau and everything and what we, the mm-hmm. chamber and the Visitors Bureau can do for them. And it's just, like we said, it's about relationships. And what you've done for this area to me is just as important as being a public servant. It's basically that's what you are. It's just as important as being an elected official. So, thank you for what you've done. Appreciate you. I'll do everything I can as a member mm-hmm. of the chamber to help with the new hire coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you're going to volunteer when you need to, and I appreciate that.
Well, thank you. Yes, I will always be involved in tourism here. I've already told Taylor, I will volunteer for at least one shift a month at the new visitor shop, and she will be recruiting others. So if you're interested in volunteering, be sure to reach out to her. It's, tplush@ visitcookvilletn.com. And if you're interested in sponsoring something, you can reach out to LaShawn at ljones@visitcookvilletn.com. They're both already hitting the ground running. And, you know, this has just been a great opportunity to be a part of this organization, to be a part of this community from this perspective. And I'm excited about a new adventure and looking forward to what's next.
Awesome. You're wonderful. Thank you so much, folks. I hope you've enjoyed this morning on Local Matters with Molly Brown from the Cookeville Visitors Bureau. I'm Ben Rogers. I hope you have a great weekend. Smile at somebody. Make somebody's day. I promise you that it's a lot easier to make somebody's day than ruin their day. So see you next week on Local Matters.